This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Gwen and Chris from Petco Park. We'll get back to baseball. But right now, oh, what a great day this is. The opening day of preseason for the National Football League. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Channing, how you doing? Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. I'm doing good. Watching this Dolphin game and letting my kids play at Dave and Buster's while I watch it. We got the best of both worlds.
That's not too shabby. All right, full disclosure, let's just get it out of the way right off the bat. The host of this show, that's me, is like a lifelong, all-time Miami Dolphin fan, so it's a great pleasure for me to have you on the show.
Well, thank you so much, brother. We appreciate the support. We ain't giving you too much right now, but hopefully the story has turned around.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Let's just get it out of the way. Is there any hope at all for there to be happiness with the Miami Dolphins this year, or is it just a total rebuild deal?
It's a total rebuild. Like, you know, you can't say tanking. I don't, you know, say tanking. I've changed it to banking on young players to work out, banking on, you know, Rosen to work out so we don't have to go chase one of those, you know, Tua, Fromm, Herbert next year. Like, it's a banking year if you want to say tanking. But, yeah, if you see what they're doing next year already with 12 draft picks, have $100 million-plus dollars in salary cap next offseason. Like, they were setting up for 2020. When Rosen became available, they said, hey, you know, let's kick the tires. This kid was the number 10 overall pick last year, and Arizona's replacing him already with Kyler Murray. So they had a plan in mind, but if you look big picture at it, you can see what they were doing, Chris Greer, what he was doing. They are trying to see what these younger players, there's only four players on the entire Dolphin roster over 30 years old. They have a bunch of young guys. They want to see which one of those guys is going to work out and what do we need to add with that $100 million in those 12 draft picks next offseason. That's their approach. Don't put any money on the totals over this year. I'll put it that way.
and the over-under for them wins is only like 5. So
yeah.
I think you kind of made your point. let's
sit about right there at 5. So yeah. Don't put any money on the over. That's okay. 11 sounds about right.
I got you.
On the line with us is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. As always, Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. So you just mentioned Kyler Murray, and so him and his coach, Cliff Kingsbury, are going to make their debut tonight. What do you think about Kyler Murray's chances in the NFL? Because there's a lot of question marks going into it.
They call me a sizist. I'm a guy that wants my middle linebacker to be 240. You know, I'm a guy that wants my quarterback to see 6'4 plus because that's what I like. That's what I've seen historically. That's where I've seen success. Russell Wilson worked it out. You know, Doug Flutie back in the day, he worked it out. You know, you have all those, you know, but you have to bring up that one, that outlier when you talk about some 6 foot quarterback. So Kyler Murray's athletic. Kyler Murray, you know, he can find his zone like a Drew Brees has to. You know, everybody makes fun of him for looking out the top, you know, bottom of his face mask, standing on his tippy toes. I have to see Kyler Murray do it at this level. And the one thing, if he can figure out how to look around the linemen, how to navigate, you know, finding those throwing lanes, a lot of pump faking like Drew Brees does to get his lane, my next concern is that his durability. He's so little. You're telling me Von Miller comes around that edge? You know, you're telling me, you know, one of these, Cameron Wake hits him, you know, two or three times. Is that little body going to hold up? Super athletic. I just need to know if he can work that little tiny body into a NFL, integrate that little body into an NFL offense. And I'm skeptical about it. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. I give him all his love, but I'm skeptical about Kyler Murray and how he's going to deal with the NFL.
Spoken like a true former NFL linebacker. Wants to make sure that he can take the hits. Channing Crowder's with us on the SDCCU fan hotline, radio.com insider. Channing, the Cleveland Browns are getting a lot of play this year, and Baker Mayfield and the addition of Beckham and the old Dolphin Jarvis Landry and Kareem Hunt will be joining that team. Is it possible that that team could all come together this quickly, or are people maybe putting a little bit too much pressure on the Browns to be so successful so fast?
It's a lot of pressure, especially on a young team, especially on a Baker Mayfield who doesn't even have an entire season under his belt. Now he has to navigate those personalities, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, and Joku. And now you have Kareem Hunt. He's going to come back, you know what, I think he has an 8-game suspension. He's going to come back at some point. Duke Johnson's already upset. They have a lot of personality, and it's going to be all loves and hugs and kisses and emojis as long as they're winning. When they go out there, I'm telling y'all guys, when they go out there and Odell Beckham has 3 targets, Jarvis Landry has 2 targets, and they lose 25-10 or something, that locker room's going to go crazy. And if it was a Belichick, if it was a Pete Carroll, if it was one of those guys, I can see them holding it together. Freddie Kitchens is already talking about how he doesn't want anybody telling his secrets by secret sources. I don't know if Freddie Kitchens is made to deal with the personality management. It's going to be good and fine as long as they're winning, but you know these D coordinators, you know these offensive coordinators in the league, they're going to figure them out. They're not going 17-0, so we're going to see. I believe that it'll be okay there if Freddie Kitchens can know how to deal with these guys and Baker Mayfield can grow up a little bit and become that manager. If you think about it, Odell Beckham's a kid. He's a baby. He dances. He twerks on videos. Jarvis Landry's a kid, too. He was down here. Jarvis Landry's a kid, too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of those guys, it's a young team. Baker needs to be that calming voice. Baker needs to be that veteran presence that a quarterback brings when you have one of those great, positive teams. I don't know if Baker's built for that, and I don't know if Freddie Kitchens is. So talent-wise, they're one of the top 5, if not top 3, most talented rosters. You brought up the offense. We talked about, think about my Myles Garrett. They brought in Olivier Vernon. You know, like this, you look at that team, Ward. They drafted Ward last year, that corner. They have talent, bro. Top 5, top 3 talent in the league. Now you have to figure out what you're going to do with it. I've seen a bunch of teams with talent that couldn't do it because the head man is Freddie Kitchens, that guy. I think it was a mistake hiring Freddie Kitchens because Baker Mayfield liked him. Baker Mayfield liked him. He probably liked the lady at Burger King, too, but you don't make her your head coach. So the thing with me is that the talent's there. Can they keep this thing together for 16 and really 16-plus games if they want to make that Super Bowl run? I think I saw recently they were the 3rd favorite to win the Super Bowl, and this team even had to play together yet. So them expectations are there. It's going to be on. I think it's going to be more about the personalities and the maturity and figuring out how to get through 5 months of talking to these guys off the ledge, having Odell Beckham propose to a kicking net and then punch his helmet and all that. Like, you're going to have that every single week. You saw what his antics did to New York. New York couldn't even deal with him anymore because of all his antics. Now you have 2 of them, if not 3 or 4 or 5 guys with those big personalities, you know, flamboyant personalities, and I don't know if anybody's there that can keep the train on the track long enough for them to make a deep postseason run.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Well,
these Dolphin guys are funny, by the way.
Yeah, you're great. You were on a roll there. I love it because that's kind of the same things we've been saying on this show for the entire offseason about the Browns and everything.
A little bit.
One thing I am paying attention to is Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay with his new head coach, Matt LaFleur, and there's some joint practices the other day that got a little out of hand, and they asked LaFleur about, you know, whether or not he liked him. He said he loved him. Aaron Rodgers didn't like him, doesn't want them. What do you think it's going to be like in Green Bay this year? Is that Aaron Rodgers' team with a guy who's head coach, or is the head coach going to take control of that team?
It's Aaron Rodgers' team, man. And Aaron Rodgers knows it. That story that just came out recently about him understanding where Brett Favre was coming from, how he said Brett Favre was kind of, you know, a little butt wipish when he came in as a rookie. That's his team, man. And what I'm looking into recently and reading up on these articles where good quarterbacks, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady, they know the playbook. They know what the coach is looking for. So they go out there and run the entire playbook. They run the offense from the line of scrimmage. I played against Peyton and Manning. I played against Brady twice a year for years. So I know he can check from a on-four goal deep play to a fullback trap in 2 seconds. And that's what the greats can do. They can see it. They can see the alignments. They can see the adjustments you make. I remember playing Brady and Manning, actually, up in Indianapolis, where they would smile after you make your defensive adjustment because they know what you're doing. So they'll kick their knee, all that crazy stuff, and then you show your hand and the safety sneaks down. They would literally smile because, oh, I got him. That's what I got. And that's what Aaron Rodgers can do. He can get you. He can get you to jump, show your hand, move around, and then get his team into the best play in the entire playbook. If you want to dummy it down to a high school offense for him and say you're either running this pass or running this run, that's going to take Aaron Rodgers out of everything he's worked for years to get his, you know, mentally diverse with his playbook. And so strong with calling plays, seeing linemen, seeing the technique of deep tackles, just everything he's doing. If LaFleur goes in there and really limits Aaron Rodgers' mental capability of adjustment, he is shooting himself in the foot. When you have Aaron Rodgers, just like if you're a Dolphin fan, bro, when we had Dan Marino, you cut Dan Marino loose. You don't put a leash on Dan Marino. You don't put a leash on Aaron Rodgers. You don't put a leash on these guys. And with the practices, the joint practices, I would ask Aaron Rodgers first before I schedule him. That is your franchise. We all know you have to have a quarterback to win in this league. Hey, Aaron, would you want to do a joint practice? Nah, coach, I don't like him. Okay, let's take it out the book. That's how it should be. I really believe that. I know from struggling down here with quarterbacks, I'm a U fan. I know from struggling for years with UF not having a quarterback. Get that quarterback. Make him happen. If you got you a dog like Rodgers, a first ballot Hall of Famer, why would you put a leash on him? Why would you put him in a cage? Let that animal live. Let that animal run and let him win you the game.
Channing Crowder, formerly the Miami Dolphins. I think you got to go back to the Miami Dolphins. They need your leadership to get through these next couple of years, Channing. You got any little eligibility left? You think you could get through one more season?
I'll be hell on goal line. I got about 7 steps either way in me. But if somebody hits me hard, guys, I am going to blow up, and the puddle's going to be IPA. I drink way too much beer to go back to the NFL now.
Oh, you're the best.
That's hilarious. Hey, Channing, thanks so much, man. Appreciate the time. Have a great year, and go fish.
Appreciate you, baby. Go fish. I'll holler at y'all.
All right. Thank you so much. That was Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Channing Crowder. Insider calls are always brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Thanks to Channing Crowder on the SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. Apply now at SDCCU.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.